ABC Radio Australia.
Now, a massive infrastructure project designed to provide clean water for the population of Timor-Leste's capital city, Dili, is in doubt as a result of US foreign aid cuts. The water and sanitation plan was at the heart of a $640 million package signed off with a US government development agency, but President Donald Trump's actions have led to that funding source being suspended. However, the Timorese government had promised to contribute $94 million, and as Vonya Vieira reports from Dili, it says it will do what it can to deliver the improvements the city's residents sorely need.
Delfina Martins lives 300 meters from Timor's biggest dam to the West Dili. The smoke from the burning waste gets so thick at times her children struggle to breathe. The garbage is also polluting the water supply, a well her family dug into the ground, which they use for drinking, cooking and bathing.
We have been using water from my brother's house next door, but people did not tell us we have been drinking dirty water.
Bebonuk in west part in Dili, near to the beach. From Bebonuk to the central Dili, around 15 minutes. There, Domingo Suarez also draws water from a well from his family.
We use pump water. We use it for cooking, for washing dishes, for bathing and washing clothes.
The well there is around 5 meters deep, and the water also contaminated and dirty.
Water doesn't come out much. It comes out a little bit. Some is dirty water, but we use it every day.
Bebonuk was to be the location of Timor-Leste's centralized sanitation and waste water treatment system to supply clean drinking water for around 500,000 people living in and around Dili. It was going to be built using part of a $640 million Australian dollar grant from the Millennium Challenges Corporation, an independent U.S. government development agency. The project was announced with mass celebration back in 2022. But another Bebonuk resident, Teresa da Silva, says there has been no news since then.
We heard the government is going to build a project on the coast, but until now, we've not heard any more. We heard they poured water into the tank and then distributed it to us, so we're happy. But now, no project.
A local entity called the Millennium Challenge Account Timor-Leste was set up to implement the project. Its executive director Constancio da Conceição Pinto confirms that the U.S. funding has been suspended.
After President Trump assumed his presidency, and his policy was to review the U.S. foreign assistance. And as a result of that, our activities has been suspended. But doesn't mean that it's end. Yeah. We are still here and we are waiting for the final decision.
Mr. Pinto says it's vital the project continues. He says waterborne diseases kill thousands of people every year.
A lot of people die. Not only children, but also young people die at a young age. So we think that after this project, you know, Dili will be cleaner, the water will be safer for people to consume, and people will be healthier and be more productive in their work.
Mr. Pinto says the Timorese government still wants to deliver the project.
There's a full commitment to move this project forward because the government also thinks it is important for us to have this project.
But exactly how that can be achieved reminds us and clears us the water drawn from wells the many of Dili residents depend on.